more people are sailing Alaska's Marine Highway this year. Rider and vehicle numbers are up after dropping last year. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Last year's worst of the recession brought ferry ridership and revenues down. But this year, they're coming back up, especially for big events like the State Fair in Haines.
Boy, last week was a big week. I mean, it was up 10% for passengers above last year, and vehicle counts were up 10% over what they were last year. So a good year this year.
Marine Highway Chief Jim Beadle says overall passenger numbers are up almost 4.5% this calendar year. That does not fully make up for last year's drop of a little more than 6%. But Beadle says it's still enough to be considered a recovery.
Last year, the Bellingham runs didn't sell out until almost the day of sailing. This year, you can't get on the Bellingham run. I mean, people made their travel decisions early. The staterooms were all gone. The card space was all gone. And that then meant that the traffic to Prince Rupert was up.
He says that's good for towns such as Petersburg and Wrangell. Tourists boarding in Rupert, a central British Columbia port offered as an alternative to Bellingham, make more stops along the way.
They're people that are used to driving the highway, used to having hotels or camping, and they tend to want to spend more time in Southeast Alaska than the Bellingham folks. The Bellingham folks, major ports are Ketchikan, Juneau, and then they, you know, almost 40% of them go directly to the road system, Haines and Skagway, and just head on up north.
Tourism and the improving economy are helping, but local traffic to village destinations such as Hoonah and Angoon is also up, though only a little bit. And Beadle says Southeast's fast ferry runs from Juneau to Sitka and Petersburg are doing better than expected.
The Petersburg traffic is slowly starting to climb. More and more people are figuring out that when the fair weather does that leg, the direct shot Juneau-Petersburg, that's a pretty nice run. And I guess that just goes to show the longer you do something, the more people figure out how to make it work for them.
Along with passengers, vehicle traffic is also up about 3% this calendar year. It dropped a little more than 1% in 2009. Beadle says 2010 could set an all-time record for cars and trucks. Marine Highway General Manager John Falvey says the improvements are a relief since it was unclear how long the recession would impact traffic.
We're bouncing back, and it wasn't as bad last year as we thought it might have been. 5 or 6% in Southeast. Some of the other tourism venues were off more than that, and hotels and whatnot. So we're actually pretty happy.
Growth is strongest at the western end of the system. Car decks are full in Prince William Sound, and Beadle says Kodiak Homer traffic is up 25%. For a little perspective, the ferry system carried about 320,000 passengers in 2009, plus about 110,000 cars and trucks. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.